From NPR, it's Day to Day. More anxiousness on Wall Street. The stock market tanking again today after a 167-point drop on the Dow Industrials yesterday. That index is now below the 13,000 level for the first time since April. Marketplace's senior business correspondent Bob Moon here now with the latest. Bob, how much lower do Wall Streeters think the stock market can go?
Well, James, this is now showing all the signs of a classic market correction, as professional investors call it. Sort of like the end of the tech and the dot-com bubble, it's now becoming unmistakably clear that a lot of investors have been grabbing their money off the table, if you will, and heading for the exits, what Wall Street calls profit-taking. Not too long after trading began today, both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ fell 10% below their respective 52-week highs from mid-July. And that threshold is significant in that it's now hit the very definition of a market correction. Up to now, every time the overall value of the market would sink by maybe 5 or 6%, investors would see that as a buying opportunity and they'd get right back in and the market would start climbing again, but not this time.
So it's official. We're hurting. So give us some perspective. It wasn't too long ago we were talking daily about new all-time highs. Where do we stand now?
Well, as of yesterday, the S&P 500, which is seen really as a broad measure of the stock market's performance, a much wider picture than the Dow Industrials that are so commonly referred to, well, the S&P 500 has now moved into negative territory for the year. That means that anyone who invested at the beginning of the year in a fund based on the S&P 500 has now lost all of that money.
Well, it looked for a while as though stocks might recover as the week began. Why did things turn south all of a sudden again?
Well, of course, it's really hard to say for sure what moves the markets on any given day. But we do know that this big decline that started yesterday seemed to track a very worrisome announcement from the country's biggest mortgage lender, Countrywide Financial. It revealed that it's had to draw down an entire credit line of more than $11 billion to keep money in the bank, so to speak. Well, that caused some analysts to raise the possibility that if things don't improve in the next month or two, Countrywide might even go bankrupt. And today, there's news that things don't look like they will improve anytime soon. The Commerce Department reports construction of new homes has now fallen to its lowest level in more than a decade. In other words, this is the steepest slump in housing since 1991.
So are there any signs of relief down the road?
Not at the moment. In fact, a couple of influential leaders seem to be sending Wall Street a very strong message that you're on your own, bud. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson just told the Wall Street Journal there's no need to intervene. The head of the Federal Reserve in St. Louis says it'd take a calamity to have the Fed intervene.
Thanks, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace, which is produced by American Public Media.